Welcome to the Mill Spouse Coffee House Podcast.
Your podcast baristas, Leslie and Brittany, have a latte on their minds.
My kid gets in the dishwasher, that's the first thing she grabs is the knife. To, like, use all the help. All the help. Am I the only one that's weirded out by that situation?
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask.
You don't have to get dressed. You can do online hungover, y'all.
That's true. Yeah.
That's funny.
Here are your hosts, Leslie and Brittany.
Well, we are back, everybody. It is season 2, Mill Spouse Coffee House. Yay!
Yes, yes. Cheers.
Yeah, cheers. And this year, well, cheers. All I have is water right now because it is.
I do have coffee.
9:30, and I've already had a couple cups of coffee this morning.
Cup 3.
Yeah, but we are doing video this time too, so you can see our faces.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a scary thing. That might be a pretty thing. Don't really know.
I think it
just depends on the day.
Right now, so far, so good.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're doing well today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So welcome to 2019 Mill Spouse Coffee House Season 2. Today's topic is all about spouse clubs.
Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know. Or some people are like, yes.
Or
like,
some people,
one or the other. I feel like there's not an in-between with this subject.
No, there's not. But before we dig in to our topic today, I do want to bring up the independent Military Spouse Wellness Summit that's
super
happening
excited.
In March. Yes, mm-hmm. It is awesome. I've done it every single year. It's completely virtual. And this year's theme is called Live with Purpose. Just go to n-dependent.org. We'll link it up so that you can just click there, use your code. It's MILSO Coffee, M-I-L-S-O Coffee 19. There's two different kind of passes that you can get. One is an all-access pass. You can get the content for a lifetime, basically, whenever you want. Or there's another pass that's a little bit more general, but you still get some great perks with, mm-hmm. with that pass as well. So yeah, definitely check that out.
I am stoked for that.
Yep.
Living with Purpose is a great theme.
Yeah, I got to find my purpose, I guess. I don't even know what my purpose would be right now besides keeping my 3-year-old alive.
Also, I mean, it's an important thing.
Right.
I too have to do that. So, step 1, keep the children alive. Step
yes.
2, drink coffee.
Drink coffee. And do good things, right?
Yes. Yeah, all you got to do is be nice. Just be kind. That's all. Don't be an asshole.
Right. Purpose. Do good things. Jumping back into our topic about
yes.
spouses clubs. Now, have you ever been in a spouses club before?
So I haven't been in like officially. I've gone to events with the Enlisted Spouses Club, and I'm thinking about getting on their board. But when I talked to somebody on the board, probably the president, I should know these things. She said that at Cherry Point, our Enlisted Spouses Club and Officers Club are combining into one big
See, I think that's club. Great. I think that's really great. And what's interesting is a lot of the we did a poll on our social media
mm-hmm.
of who has been involved or if you haven't or why or whatever. And to be honest with you, the majority of the folks say no, they are not involved.
Interesting.
And a lot of it has to do with, I saw all kinds of different things, and you can go to our Facebook page to see the discussion,
mm-hmm.
but it's about there's drama that's
right.
happening that they don't want to be involved in. Some of it is talking about how they are not civilian led, so that causes a problem. But the ones who have been involved absolutely love it, and they really wouldn't trade. Now, that's the experience I've had with mm-hmm. spouses clubs is that I've loved every moment of it. I've made fabulous friends. They've been great support systems. But it also was an officer spouses club specifically. So I don't know
right.
if there's a difference between like an FRG, which is all encompassing typically, than
right.
an officer club or an enlisted spouses club. I don't know if there's a difference between those.
I don't think the way that they're set up is any different.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. And I don't necessarily, I don't know. I think when they're combined, it allows for more participation between just regular people, right? Because we don't have ranks.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean,
yeah.
So, I know, why not combine them?
I know. Like, I'm so torn. I think it is a great idea because, like, in the spouse world, everybody hangs out and it's not a big deal, but you still have the barrier with your spouses. There's still the rank structure. And I am a full believer that that rank structure, I mean, it needs to be there. I think that the way that they do it is fine.
Right.
But so then there's still that. So it's like, are we actually making it harder on ourselves at that point? Because then you make friends.
Right. And then you can't hang out together.
And then you can't hang out with
you.
Right. But you shouldn't. And, you know, all that stuff. So I don't know. I'm very torn. I do think it's, I think that it will eliminate. Okay. I hope it will eliminate drama. Here's another thing that's going to go one of which way, and I think it's going to go to an extreme. It's either going to be way more dramatic or it's going to squash it.
Yeah.
I still don't think there's going to be an in-between there. I don't know. See, I've never been in an office, obviously, never been in the officers' spouses club, so I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I you know, one of the things that really kind of helped me when I was a brand new spouse was I jumped in to the spouses' club board. Mm-hmm. I think I was only a member for like 6 months and they had an opening and they were like, do you want to be on our board? And I thought, okay, I don't know what I'm doing, but I mean, that seems to be a theme with stuff going on in my life. Like, it's like,
Absolutely.
You want to start a podcast? Sure. Yeah. I have no idea what I'm doing, but let's do it.
Buy a headset from Amazon and it's great.
Right. Exactly. So, and you know, jumping into that position really kind of catapulted me into that. And I got into the group and it was just fantastic, especially when the deployments came up. It was great.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Totally true. Yeah. I'd love to know what you guys think. Like, do you think this is a good idea or do you think that this is a terrible idea?
You mean combining the two
together?
Uh-huh. I think there are pros and cons to it. I know that, when I was on the board for the Officer Spouses Club, the FRG was separate, but we did combine things. Like we did combined events. We were in contact with the FRG president so that we could do groups. There were things that we did separately.
Right.
And then there were things that we did together and we made a point to connect with each other to do those joint things. So maybe that's a solution is to work hand in hand together to make sure that there's still activities that are going on alone, but you know, I think the togetherness is definitely important because you're all together in the same squadron or unit or what do you guys call it? The Marines? Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever.
You know.
In your whatever.
Yes. So. No, I think it's going to be interesting. And so I think I'm going to try and jump in before that happens. And
I think you should.
In like the mingling.
You should. And you know, there's really, in my opinion, I think that if you want change, what better way to like jump in and see what you can do to help make that change
instead
of standing on the sidelines and complaining about it.
Nobody got time for sidelining.
Right?
No.
So, we did a poll on Twitter about, are you involved in the spouse club FRG? Why or why not? 25% of people said no on Twitter. 75% of people said yes. So, so it was a little bit different. And then on Facebook, most of it was, I'm not involved.
Yes.
Well, so here's one. We don't have FRGs in the Marine Corps. We used to have civilian FROs, but that recently
changed. Yeah, the FRO.
Yeah. But, and then this person says, I don't think spouses should be obligated to pay fees, especially younger spouses, which I think is a great point. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes it's just not in the budget.
Yeah. That's true. But it is a nonprofit. They got to make money. I mean,
membership fees are
how you do it and fundraising. But a scholarship would be a great idea.
Well, yeah, I was going to say scholarship, but then if you could do like a fundraiser, I mean like Girl Scouts and cheerleading, we did that and you would do fundraisers to cover your membership costs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's a good idea. All right. Thank you, person that wrote that.
Yes.
I'm going to bring it up.
Also, another thing that I want to bring up is a lot of people don't really know where to find how to get in touch with a spouses club or FRG or, you know, group. They just don't know how to do it. And I will say a lot of times the clubs are not allowed to reach out to people.
Yeah, that's true.
So the person has to know where to go to get that information.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be there has to be a way to get that information out to folks, especially younger spouses who are brand new and just don't know what to do.
Right, right. And it's super important for them.
Yeah, yeah. To get involved and because that's how I learned most of the stuff that I know about anything with the military is because of the spouses group, because other spouses told me.
Hey, hey, caffeines. Today's episode of Mill Spouse Coffee House is brought to you by Classy Broads Coffee, where our coffee is women produced from the farm all the way to your cup, and we are so proud of that. To learn more about the women who produce our coffee, head on over to ClassyBroadsCoffee.com, and don't forget to snag yourself one of those rose gold packages. Stay classy.
Another thing that I found interesting is I was being interviewed by someone several months ago, and one of the questions was, and this is kind of side note, but it makes sense. Okay, so this is not going to make sense for just a minute. Right, we're going off the rail. But she she asked me, you know, what do you do to support your husband? And I was like,
ooh, that is a weird, I mean, not a weird question, but like a loaded question.
Well, I was like, I am married to him.
Listen, I make his life way better.
Right. The interesting thing is, and this is, like I said, it's going to make sense. Her audience is a younger military spouse. And so they're brand new into the community. And one of her things that she kept saying is, spouses don't know where to go to find that community. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Why do they not know where to go to find community? If you go on Facebook, that's all that you see, or that's all I see. Mm-hmm. Even if you search military spouse, you know, whatever location you're in, you're probably going to find something.
Yeah.
These younger spouses are not really on Facebook.
No, because we're old.
I know.
And not as hip as they are.
I know. So. And you can see proof here. I tried coloring my hair last night and I've got like gray hairs that I didn't
It looks great. It's very shiny though. Like you get the new like shine.
Well, yeah, I just did it last night. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're very welcome.
Going back to the whole, do you support your spouse thing? And she was like, wow, you got balls for saying that. And I'm like, well, no, but I have balls for saying that I'm married to him. Like I support him because I'm married to him, you know, but I move around with him every 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
And have been doing that, right, for the past.
Listen.
That, my friends, is marriage and supporting your spouse. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's a lot. We're hitting that, like, end of there, and I'm just, like, waiting for the day when he's out, and I'm like, all right, I need you to be the COO of my company.
Yes!
Because he's awesome in operations. Damn it. I've been, like, really trying to, like, infiltrate the idea of, like, you know, you want to get out and like come work and do these things because he's so good at it. Anyway, subliminal messages, babe. I hope you hear this.
He's probably not even listening.
No, he has no idea. I don't think he's ever listened to a podcast.
My husband hasn't either.
It's
like,
fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that was a good answer.
Hey y'all, Brittany here. I wanted to tell you about our sponsor, Baby Tula. Baby Tula offers extremely comfortable and easy to use baby carriers in a variety of stylish prints that are sure to fit your needs. Baby wearing can assist you with bonding after long deployments or comfort and convenience during PCSs and daily life. They're honoring military families by offering a 10% discount on babytula.com. Visit babytula.com/military to shop these awesome baby carriers. That's babytula.com/military. Check them out. Going back to the spouse club thing, I think part of the problem is that the younger spouses don't know where to go to get this information.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's totally, I mean, the way that they research is different than us. I mean,
I know. How do they research?
Okay. Instagram, Snapchat, and Google. I think a lot of, because we are in such like a research, we have to know and trust something before we even get involved. So like Google reviews, even like going on, if you can find their website, like if you're not on the first page of Google, forget it. And having a high quality website is really important because like for me, if I go and like your website looks like it's from the 90s, I'm out.
Social reputation is certainly something that is really important. And I think that's that's definitely a deal breaker for, mm-hmm. for spouses when they, or for younger spouses when they can't find that information.
Yeah. But I mean, and, but then going back to the board though, if everybody's like on volunteer hours and you're on a limited budget, like you can't afford all of those things either. So it's a catch 22, and I guess something is going to have to change because clearly the marketing for the spouses clubs aren't working, and maybe combining them, more funds would be available because you don't have separate bank accounts. I mean, I'm sure they do, but it's not separate anymore. If you can combine funds, you can combine manpower. I mean, those are all good things too.
Yeah. Yeah. So. I think it's a great idea to combine them, but I highly encourage any of our listeners, if you are considering joining the spouses club or FRG or whatever's available to you, I really, really wish that you would join it and give it a mm-hmm. chance. And some of them are going to be not your cup of tea.
Right.
And that's okay. Mm-hmm. But give it a chance at your next location because it's completely different people.
Yeah, it is. Exactly. That's another thing. It's going to start all over at the next base. It's really unfortunate when they get the first base, the first station you get to, and it sucks.
Yeah.
And like the people, because you got to think about a board. It can be monopolized by somebody who's not awesome, who's
right.
just in it for themselves. And that sucks. But it happens. It happens in the civilian world. I mean, that shit happens no matter where you are. People just doing what they want. And
yeah.
have to be able to forget about it. Oh my God. Speaking of this, hold on. I was reading a book that like changed my life last night at 3 a.m. when I couldn't sleep. Yeah, I got it at one of the first spouses, like, meetings that we ever went to. It's called The Compassionate Samurai, and there it's like 10 traits of, like, awesome people, basically. And one of them is focus, and you have to, like, fully focus on things. But what kind of came with that was also you have to have the ability to forget. The quote was, "Suffering is optional, pain is not." So to dwell on, I know, right? That's exactly what I did.
I know. I just got like a little bit of chills going on when I heard
so
that.
So like the experience that happens, it happens. You can't do anything about it, but you can make the choice to either dwell on it or let it go. And the example was Tiger Woods being the best golfer in the world. Every time he putts, or it's not putting, you hit it. What is it called in golf? Swing the club?
I don't know. Hit the ball.
Okay, great. Like putt. Every time he puts the ball, like at Mount Asia, it's fine. poor Tiger Woods, it's fine. But every time you swing the club and you have a crap, if you hit the ball and it goes, you know, where it's not supposed to. I know nothing about golf, y'all.
In the water or something.
Right. Yeah. You have to be able to forget about that and do the next one great. Because if you let your game, if you let it get to you, then your entire game is off.
Yeah.
You're never going to recover. But that is like something that he... I think it's like after he walks away 7 steps, he makes a conscious effort to forget about what just happened. And I was like,
oh gosh.
What? Yeah. So a little freaking side note of awesomeness.
Yeah, I like that. You know, first impressions are really kind of one of those things where you can't really redo them, but mm-hmm. give the spouse club another chance, or at least, you know, give it one more go and forget everything that happened before.
Do you want to see my kid?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Look, can you say hey? See, did she do her makeup?
She looks beautiful.
Oh, have mercy. There's also like highlighter here and here, but like actual highlighter, not makeup highlighter.
Oh,
and show them your nails.
Let me see.
Oh yeah. So nice.
Ooh, did she do those by herself?
No, I think my mom did them. Who's supposed to be watching her right now?
Oh,
and is not.
She's doing a great
mom,
job.
Mom, everybody knows.
She's gonna, too bad you don't have a door behind you and your mom like comes flying in.
Right. Like, yeah, I know, right? Like, oh, it's gonna happen. It's fine. All right. Well, this is what happens when we do live podcasts, y'all.
Yes.
So here we are. But yeah, I do think that the whole second chance thing is really important and necessary. I mean,
well, yeah.
Start all over. Oh, here comes a dog. Oh my God.
Everybody's coming in the room now.
Everybody just wants to be on the podcast. Okay. This is real life, y'all. This is what we deal with.
I think you should. Where we are right now, there's no spouses group just because this is not really a duty station. Like, nobody deploys here.
Oh, okay.
Like that. So there's really no need for that kind of support.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part, because my husband's home all the time. Yeah. But next duty station will be different. So I will rely on the support of a spouse's group when we do go to our next place. So yeah. I really think you should do it. I think it would be great.
Yeah, I think I'm going to. I really want to, just to see how it goes. I might just be a member. I don't know if I'll get on the, I don't know.
We'll just just join it and be a member first, mm-hmm. and then see yeah. how that goes.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it'll be interesting. I think that's happening at the end of the year. So we'll keep y'all posted. They're starting to integrate, you know, just people and everything. So
cool.
Yeah. And so far people that I've talked to that are involved in this integration have liked it. So yay.
Yay for integration mm-hmm. and for people working together.
Right. Exactly.
Because so, support is support is support. It doesn't matter.
Mom came yeah. in. All right, Luma. Mom, I called you out earlier, by the way. She's like, oh, thanks.
Tell her next time she needs to come, like, swinging in the room.
Oh, no. All right. Everybody's out.
Nice. Way to go, Mom.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'm really excited that people are willing to work together and kind of put behind some of the old school stuff that is involved with it.
Yeah.
Well, I do understand that. I don't know if it's super necessary anymore.
So what can clubs do, or what can people do to reach out to the younger spouses who aren't on Facebook? Like, what do we need to do? How do we get in touch with them? Because that's over and over and over again, I want to say within the past like 6 months, the common theme that I've seen is people wanting community. And I'm like, mm-hmm. well, there is community. You just need to know where to find it.
Yeah. And I think that people are really trying to get in touch with like actual people.
Right.
Like virtually is great. And that's really awesome for us once we separate. But I think that we kind of, just as a society in general, have gone really far into, I don't want to say antisocial, but just being social on the internet without a real human connection. And
yeah.
I think we're starting to come back from that little by little.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that people are finally understanding that we do need that human interaction in real life. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that is important for everybody's sanity also. But yeah, for me, the first place I mean, Google search is
yeah.
a website, even if it's just a one-pager. Websites really aren't that expensive, and everything is drag and drop now, so it's pretty easy. And I think a lot of people would volunteer to just make that.
Well, I agree. And I also want to hear from our younger spouses, maybe those who are new to listening to our podcast mm-hmm. or, you know, I want to know where you guys are going for your information and where you would like to see this kind yeah. of stuff. Like, where are you looking? Where do these clubs need to be?
Right.
What are you looking for? Because that community exists. It just, you know, for those of us who like Facebook, we're all on Facebook.
Right. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah, that is a really good question. I would like to know that also. And I wonder if there's any sort of like in-person, because like the welcome aboard meetings we do here, there's not a lot of attendance from spouses. It's encouraged,
right.
But I also think there's that little, I know for Marines, at least, they're, like, too cool for school when they first join.
Right.
Like, it's, like, their first place, and they don't need to go to anything, be told what to do. I mean, I see it a lot.
Well, it also, you know, when you were saying that, it also brought to my head, like, scheduling can also be an issue for people who work full-time and can't come to things that are during the day, or if you have children and you don't have childcare, you're kind of limited on what you can do because of nap times or, you know, having
small kids.
Yeah, absolutely,
because all of those welcome aboard meetings that are like, here's the base, here's what's available, here's who to call, those are all at like 11 a.m.
Right.
When you're working.
Right. Mm-hmm. I have never, ever been able to attend anything that's during the day, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
so what we used to do when I was on the board, we had like we would offer like, we would split things up and we would have people who were chairs over daytime events. Mm-hmm. And we had people who were chairs over like evening events. So it would be kind of the same thing, but it would be offered at different times. So I think if you try to cater to more, you just have to have more people involved in the board though. And that's kind of the key. You have to have a lot of people who want to help.
I mean, honestly, like the base in general is not friendly to people who have to work all day.
No.
I mean, the Naval Hospital closes at 4.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's like, okay, well, nobody gets off work till 5. So how are we going to make this work?
Right.
You know, so yeah, everything is just, you know.
There's always going to be some
there's
obstacles.
Always
always going to be some challenges. But I, you know, I think if you try to cater to those, and like when I used to try to do events and I would hire like a sitter, like I think I did it was a murder mystery dinner during deployment, and I had our entire group come and I hired a sitter to be upstairs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're going to have this many kids and the parents are going to pay you this much an hour so that the parents could come bring their kids and have a sitter on site upstairs.
Exactly,
so
which is beautiful. It's
do
awesome.
Do things like that to help include people, like more things to try your best to include everybody. And I mm-hmm. think that'll help with participation, but scheduling is definitely one of those challenges that I saw too, that people were like, I'm not involved because things are during the day or things are at night.
Yeah. Do both.
Yeah, you gotta do both. You have to have lots of options and not just kind of a once a month kind of thing. It has to be consistent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, consistency is key.
And just a shout out to Ashley, someone we met at Military Influencer Conference. There is a Facebook group for leaders of military spouse clubs.
Yes.
And I just want to give her a shout out. She is the Dandelion Family's creator. And this group is great for those who are on the board of any military spouse group. Military Spouse Club Leadership Forum on Facebook. And it's a closed group. So you'll have to request to join. But it's for spouses who are in leadership roles at military installations. And so it's just a place for you to ask questions and things like that. And there's some good discussion going on. So if you are on the board of any sort of military spouse group on an installation, definitely join that group. And maybe we can help with getting the word out to those spouses who really want community and they just can't find it. But yeah, I mean, I've had great experiences and then I've had not so great where the group was just way too big and nobody really, like I was just another needle in a haystack kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like nobody really even noticed that I wasn't there and that didn't feel very good.
Some people might like that though too.
Well, true.
There are personalities that would be like, yes, I can be involved, but I don't have to talk to anybody.
Well,
no one's going to notice me.
That is a really good point.
So, you know? But yeah, you're right. I mean, it's just, you know, you got to find what works for you. Is that the end of episode 1, season 2?
I think it is. It is cool. The end. And
I got to go to a doctor's appointment for my TRICARE referral.
Nice.
Oh, God. Referrals. Let's talk about TRICARE some other day.
Yeah, that's a whole different podcast.
But yeah, it took me forever.
Yeah.
My poor doctor. Like she put in for my referral and then was like, if you don't get a letter, call this number. Well, that went over my head. So
you're like, how long do I have to wait for the letter, first of all?
I overlooked the letter. I did and I went in and I was like, listen, I didn't get a letter. She's like, okay, well now we have to resubmit this referral because it's been 30 days. I'm like, shit, I'm really sorry. And then I found the letter that did come when she said it was going to come. So way to go, me.
Okay.
So y'all look out for your referral letters. Tip for the day.
Right. Tip from Mill Spouse Coffee House. Look for your referral letters in the mail. Those are kind of important.
They are. And they don't say TRICARE. That's another thing. No, mine said Humana.
Oh. Yes.
So then I was thinking it was dental, which I don't even think they do our dental anymore.
Nope. Okay. I don't think they do either.
No, it's like I don't know.
United
Concordia. I need to get my teeth cleaned. So I'll figure it out. Okay.
All good things.
Side note.
All right. Well, thank you, Mill Spouse Coffee House listeners, aka Caffeines. We are so glad that you have stuck around with us and that we're back for season 2. We do have sponsorship opportunities available. We want to grow and grow and grow and do more good things for this community. And so sponsorships are definitely welcome. And you can find all of that information on our website, millspousecoffeehouse.com.
Yep. And you can buy our sweet swag and our coffee.
Yes, we have coffee and we have swag, and we are on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and Facebook and Patreon.
Patreon, yes. That's great.
Patreon is for anybody who wants to support us. You can do a teeny tiny little bit and get some swag for supporting us. You can also get sponsorship information on the Patreon page, which you can go to millspousecoffeehouse.com to link to that. Mm-hmm. And please review us. Please let us know
we need that
you love us or that you don't love us.
Either way, honesty is appreciated. So
yeah, please let us know and give us a review. We would love a 5-star review on everything, but if not, that's okay. Let us know how we can improve, because, you know, we are a shit show, but we want to be at least an entertaining and useful shit show.
Right, right. Shit show with a purpose. Yeah, so let us know.
That is our new slogan.
Right? Yeah, I like it.
Shit show with a purpose.
Yes. All right.
All right, y'all.
Season two.
Hashtag season two, shit show with a purpose. We'll see y'all later. Hey, hey, thanks so much for joining us today. For more information, visit millspousecoffeehouse.com.